Superstars of skiing are set to head to Killington later this month for Vermont's first World Cup racing event in nearly four decades. Athletes like Michaela Schifrin and Lara Gutt will be competing the weekend after Thanksgiving, and Killington resort officials, local businesses, and skiers are thrilled. A small part of the resort opened for the season last month, but as VPR's Nina Keck reports, to get the race course ready, Mother Nature still has to do her part.
If the temperature is cold enough, the steady hiss of snow guns is what Killington's operations crew really wants to hear. But November is full of rainy 50-degree days, so there's also plenty of noise like this, says Jeff Temple. He directs the resort's mountain operations.
This time of year, snowmaking is very busy, whether we're actually making snow or just it's a warm day out. There's all kinds of maintenance that happens. They're fluffing up guns, what we call going up and resetting guns from the previous production, resetting hoses, setting up for the next go-around that'll come soon.
With the World Cup races just weeks away, it's Temple's job to make sure there's snow and everything else on the mountain works. He's got a detailed plan for that, but admits Mother Nature has to do her part.
It's kind of funny nowadays with the internet that everyone's a weather person, so I'm bombarded all day long with, hey, have you seen the long term, and have you seen this, and have you seen that?
Temple says he tries not to look too far ahead when it comes to the forecast, but he says historic weather data has been key in preparing.
We went back 10 to 15 years, looked at years and the outliers, warm and cold, and tried to get a sense of the October-November period, what we had available for temperatures.
Unlike January or February, when you can count on entire days being cold, in November, you may only get a few hours at a time. So Temple says they need to take advantage of every chilly minute. To do that, they beefed up their snowmaking infrastructure along the Superstar Trail, where the races will be held.
The reward to that was the other day when we had about 6 hours overnight. We were running nearly 100 guns on that trail, which is at a spacing that isn't normal in the industry. It's much closer spacing to get more snow down in that given amount of time.
While it's Temple's job to provide the snow, he says the International Ski Federation will send a specialty crew to fine-tune it for race day.
They have these pipe devices that water comes out of all these little holes, and they'll actually get down the trail, which is 3,200 feet long, every 4 inches, and they actually inject water into the trail to make it even harder.
Imagine an ice rink at about a 30-degree angle.
Oh, it's an awesome race hill. You know, it's a really challenging hill. There's no give up.
Former British Olympic skier Gar Trainer works at the Killington Mountain School, a local private ski academy. He says the trail is ideal for slalom and will provide great vantage points for spectators.
It starts super steep and then into the kind of launch pad and meadows area. You know, I can expect anything averaging between 40 and 60 miles an hour on average speed.
He says the fact that Killington hasn't been part of the World Cup circuit in recent memory makes the race even more challenging.
There's not a lot of reference. Nobody knows what to expect here on Superstar. It's not been competed on very much in the past, so there are a lot of unknowns. It rarely happens in the World Cup environment where you introduce new hills that have never necessarily been raced on as much for many years.
This year's World Cup season began October 21st in Austria. The last time a World Cup race was held in the northeastern U.S. was back in 1991 in Waterville Valley, New Hampshire. Vermont held its last World Cup at Stratton in 1978. Hervig Demscher coached the Austrian national team back in the 1980s and U.S. champions like Peekaboo Street in the 1990s. He now heads up international business development for Powder Corp, the company that owns Killington. Demscher says he's been pushing Ski Federation officials to consider Killington for a World Cup for years.
And I actually gave up on the whole thing. And for whatever reason, the International Ski Federation called us and said, "Are you still interested in doing that?" So we said, "Oh yeah."
This year's late November race had been scheduled for Aspen, but the Colorado resort was chosen to host the World Cup finals in March. Demscher says Ski Federation officials typically don't hold two events a season at the same resort, so that provided an opening for Killington. Locals are thrilled.
Yeah, everybody's very excited. There's a huge buzz going around. Everybody's talking about it.
Brett Williamson manages the Basin Ski Shop in Killington and works in local real estate. He says hotels and short-term rental housing are already nearly filled for the race weekend, which he says is a great way to jumpstart the season. And he says the international exposure is priceless.
Well, it's going to put us on the map. I mean, it's going to change things forever. I mean, everybody's got to up their game here, and to get this to come back year after year would be a huge accomplishment, and it's just a really exciting time to be in Killington.
Grandstand tickets for the race sold out in a matter of hours, but Killington officials say anyone who wants to come and stand along the course to watch the races can do so for free. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Killington.